Welcome to Healing Place Church, where our mission is to be a healing place for a hurting world. We hope to enrich your life through reaching, serving, giving, and building. As you listen to this teaching, be inspired to fulfill your God-given destiny through the power of His Word.
I don't know if I've been more excited or more ready to go about a sermon series these next 3 weeks than I have been for this one, A Place to Belong. See, I believe everyone wants to find a place to belong. See, God puts a longing for belonging in every single person. I believe this is Healing Place. I believe that's what God wants us to be. He wants us to be that kind of place, a place where people can belong. People from all walks of life, people that have come out of all different kinds of things, people that are working through all types of things, people that are all ages from all different backgrounds. A place where you can believe, but not only a place where you can believe, but also a place for you to belong. See, after you believe, God wants you to belong. It starts with believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. It all starts with our belief and our faith and our trust in Jesus Christ. But once we find a place to believe, God wants us to plug into, just like what George talked about, plug into a place to belong. Because there's something we got to remember in Christ, that in Christ, in the cause of Christ, the local church has the message that gives people the hope that's in this world. That in Christ, and when we walk in Christ, and we walk in the will of God, you and I get to be the hope of the world, the hope for our neighbors, the hope for people all around. I believe that works. I believe that when you believe in Christ, and you begin to belong, and you find a place to belong, and you find a place to commit, and you find a place to serve, and you find a place to give, you find a place to build, and you find a place where you can reach people, and you make a commitment there, I believe God honors that, and together we are better as we offer hope to people that is found in the message and the truth and the love of Jesus Christ. And you know what? It works. It still works in people's lives. I got a call this past Thursday night from Tommy Bonavich, our friend, and then Clayton followed up on Friday morning about tough news that the Potan family received. Eric Potan was a son, a brother. He passed away to an accident on this past Thursday. He's 38 years old, getting ready to turn 39, just a young man. Talking to his family, talking to his friends. Eric's not always live right. Eric had a wild streak. How many in this room, you had a wild streak? Raise your hand. How many had a couple wild streaks? Just talking to his friend. I was talking to Brent. I was talking to somebody. I said, Eric hadn't always lived for the Lord, but he came to Healing Place about 6 months ago, gave his heart to Jesus Christ. Wednesday, he stood here serving in security. Spend a little time in the Connect Foyer, talking to some of the teams. Spend some time talking to Earl. Why did that happen? I mean, just think about that. I mean, being here serving just after 6 months of giving his life to Christ, God doing a work in his life, making a decision that he was going to love Jesus and serve Christ and love life and how he loved life so much and decided to make a difference in people's life. Here's the interesting thing. He was in God's house on Wednesday night, but on Thursday night, he was in heaven. But you think about how that works. Think about how it works. When he found belief in Christ, he found a place to belong. See, he believed and he found a place to belong. And we're going to be praying for his family. His brother's here. Raymond, why don't you stand? We just want you to know we're praying for you and your family. Why don't we clap our hands for them? Let him know he is loved. And we want you to know this is a place where you can belong also. Let's pray for their family right now. Father, we just pray for the Potan family. Lord, during this unexpected thing that happened Thursday, Lord, I pray right now for their family. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, that Eric is in the hand of God. That even right now, Father, the testimony of salvation, how his life turned around, how grace found him, God. We thank you, Father, that he's walking on the streets of gold. We believe that when he shut his eyes on Thursday, he opened his eyes in the presence of Jesus because of his belief. And I thank you, Father, for a people that gave him a place to belong. In the name of Jesus, be with them in Jesus' name. Can I have a good amen? I really appreciate Ramey being here with us. But I started thinking about that. You know what I want to do? I want to thank the parking team. I want to thank the parking team for being out there serving so that someone can come to Healing Place and have a place to belong. I want to thank the ushers because you have a part of it. I want to thank the greeters and all our hosts and all the kingdom builders who gave and continue to give and continue to bring offerings. Why? Because you provide a place to belong. And if you wonder, is it transforming lives? It's still transforming lives. I want to thank the band and our worship team for creating a moment where God could touch hearts. Our tech team, our prayer partners for being here, like Eric when he came forward to pray and receive Christ. You're here for them. I want to thank our kids and our serve team, all of our volunteers. Why? Because you made it a place to belong. A place to belong. I can tell you something. I want to be real clear today. Just one little thought. Just one big point. None of that would be possible. No feeling of belonging, no opportunity to believe as it relates to the message and proclaiming the message, as it relates to being a church that lifts up Jesus and tells people about the gospel. None of it would be possible without the one big word called commitment. Commitment, commitment, commitment. That is a big word. Like 90 feet long. Say, well, that's a big word. Guess what? It takes big commitment in the days that we're living today to make a difference in life. You want a great marriage? Takes big commitment. Want to be great parents? Takes big commitment. Want to help your kids raise their grandkids in the fear of God? Takes big commitment. Want to do anything great in with your resources or as an owner of a business or make a difference with an idea that you have or a creative thought that you have or a small business that God's given you? You want to make a difference? It's going to take big commitment. Because without it, nothing's going to happen much. It takes big commitment to be a place where people can belong. I want you to turn in your Bibles to John chapter 2. John chapter 2. John chapter 2. This is a kind of a crazy turn in the events of the life of Christ. Things are fast and furious. He started public ministry. His first week of public ministry. He's turned the water into wine. There's been some healing. There's been, of course, teaching. He's already cleansed the temple. And then the people are very, yay, Jesus. Woo, what's up? What's up? We want to be with you, Jesus. This is incredible. Never seen anything like it. So a lot of popularity is rising. He's kind of, what's happening. You know, the current trend, the current thing happening to the people. They're hearing about Christ and all these different things that have gone on. And then this takes place. This is an incredible scripture. Because it's just kind of, okay, he did what? John chapter 2, verse 23. Now when he, speaking of Jesus, was in Jerusalem at Passover during the feast, many believed in his name. Now here's where it gets down to life. When they saw the signs which he did. They believed when they saw signs which he did. Verse 24. But Jesus did not. Sounds odd. I thought Jesus always did. I thought Jesus always did. He always did. He always did. The Bible says Jesus did not commit. There's that word. Commit himself to them. Because he, everybody say he knew all men. He knew all men. And he had no need, I like that, no need that anyone should testify of man, for he knew what was in man. He knew what was in man. Now, there's a couple things about this passage of scripture that I think is so interesting. Here's, as I was reading it, I just thought these two little thoughts. This one right here. Your faith will stay flimsy if it's always about what God can do for me. You will have flimsy faith if your whole relationship with God is all about what can God do for me. You know why? Because it will never be enough for me and my family. He won't ever be able to do enough. You'll always need one more thing, one more sign, one more moment. Remember this, our faith is not built upon what Jesus does, but it's upon who he is. Very important. You build your life on what he does or what he doesn't do. You'll have flimsy faith. But you build your life on who he is. You will never be disappointed in your whole life. Here's the second thing I pull out of this. Jesus knows true and real commitment when he sees it. He sees it. He knew all men. Everybody's, woo, Jesus, woo, yeah, yes. I don't think so. We want to go with you. No, you don't. We're all about you. No, you're not. I mean, he really knows true and real commitment when he sees it. I love 2 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 9. This is a masterpiece scripture as it relates to commitment. For the eyes of the Lord, look at that. The eyes of the Lord search the whole earth in order to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed. Not partially committed. Those who are fully committed to him. Church, I really believe everyone desires for some sort of attention of God in their life. I'd like for God to give me some attention. There's times we go through something. Something happens. There's a tragedy. There's a pain. There's a problem. Oh, gosh, give me attention. Lord, Lord, please give me attention. I need the attention of heaven. I need the attention of healing. I need the attention of peace. I found somebody good looking. I need the attention of, like, upgrade looks to get their attention. I really need your attention now, Lord. It's kind of, things are happening right now. We all desire some sort of attention from God. Did you know it's commitment that draws the attention of God to you? It's your commitment. He's looking throughout the whole earth, looking to strengthen the person whose heart is fully committed to him. See, commitment in its rawest form is this. It means duty. It means full-on engagement. A must, a liability, a need. It's an ought to. I like this. It's a pledge. It's an undertaking. It's a vow. We want that in relationships. Who wants to have a long-term relationship with someone who's non-committal? It's impossible. That's why many relationships get to a crossroad and an intersection. It's not because you're not good looking. It's not because you got a good car. It's not because you got a good job. It's not because you look really great on Facebook, even though that was like 10 years ago. You showed that picture. It's none of those things. Come on, can you help a brother out? What is it? It's you can't commit. Someone can't commit. It's the vow. It's the pledge that's missing. Someone once said this. There's a difference between interest and commitment. When you're interested in doing something, you do it only when circumstances permit or are favorable. When you're committed to something, you accept no excuses, only results. You go for it. That's commitment. Now, what I want to do for a few more minutes before we finish up today is I want to kind of put some handles as it relates to action points about commitment, because we'll never be a place to belong. We'll never find a place to belong. We'll never, I really believe, walk in God's will with strength like we need it without commitment being a primary thing that we're going to be about as it relates to God's will, God's word, and God's kingdom. We want to be a people of commitment. Would you like to be able, when someone looks at you, or when you get older in life and they talk about your contribution, or maybe when you pass away and they talk about the duration of your life and the donation of your life, one of the words that they describe, that was a committed person. So committed to their family, so committed to God's will, committed to the poor, committed to their marriage. We want to be described. No one wants to say, I'll tell you what, I really love that dude. He was so uncommitted. I'll tell you what, he really made a difference in my life. He was like nowhere committed. It won't happen. We won't be a person of commitment, of pledge, of vow. Give you three quick handles. I believe can give us some action points about commitment. Here's the first one. Nothing great happens without commitment. Just think about this. The only place, the only way that we're a healing place for a hurting world, which creates a place to belong, which what we're going to be talking about for the next several weeks. We're going to revisit it again in the summertime because we just feel like God's saying something to us about being a place to belong. If you remember, we talked about when we dedicated this building. We said God has given us a great house. Now we're going to do everything we can through God's Spirit to make it a great home. So if we're going to, the only way we're going to be a healing place for a hurting world, a place to belong, is if people are committed to the vision and the values that God has given us. So what I've always loved about Healing Place Church, I think Dylan and I are honored, and we believe we pastor one of the greatest churches on the planet, because you look around and you see people that are committed to Jesus Christ, committed to the Great Commission, and committed to the house of God. They literally bring the vision about from the heart of God. I think about yesterday, we had a group that gathered, His Heart for Orphans, helping families with wisdom and inspiration and application as it relates to adoption. They represent the vision. It's a committed group that does that. I think about our dental and our medical clinics that are down front. I think about the LeBlancs and Blair and the team that gets, that's committed to that, that goes into the community and let people know for free, we care about you through medical care. I think about Healing Place Sports, the thousands of people who came through the sports facility yesterday. It was done 95% by all volunteers. Couldn't have happened without committed people. Our New Beginnings that meets on Friday, that helps people fight through addiction. It's because of committed people that people show up on Friday night. I think about our Young at Heart, some of our senior sisters get together and do everything they can to make others feel special, create an area of community. I think about our Cooking for Christ, big time. I mean, just think over and over. Did you know that why about 8,000 people showed up to church maybe last weekend, throughout our weekend? It's because they love being here. You don't go anywhere you don't want to be. You know, one of the reasons why they love being here, it's because of committed people. There were committed people that made sure they were going to love it. Do you know there are people here at 6 o'clock this morning, 6:30 this morning, worrying about the rain and the wetness that's all around our property? Why? Because they want your experience to be great. They want your moment to be great. It wouldn't happen without committed people. Nothing great happens without commitment. I thought about this morning. A spirit of welcome today is because of someone's commitment yesterday. When you walk in someone, you feel welcome. Somebody was committed before that moment happened. Will you do that for someone else? If someone made you welcome, maybe in the house of God or in a small group, or someone made you welcome in Christ, the reason why you felt welcome, the reason maybe you felt accepted, the reason why there was love, the reason why maybe it was God, that was, you know, the reason why George Wood was able to be on a video like that. Why? Because someone got together and committed to an excellent video. And it blessed our life. See, that's how it works. It's like dominoes. Once you've been touched, once you've been reached, then God wants to use you to reach someone else. How many knows we never slam the door on the gospel after we've been reached? Can I have a better amen? Once we believe, that we want to do everything we can to help somebody else belong. So the first thing is, nothing great happens without commitment. It takes commitment. This house has been built on commitment. Here's the second thing about commitment. Everything requires commitment. And everything wants your commitment. We live in a world of extracurricular activities that compete for your commitment every single day. So the question is not, am I committed to something? The big question is, what am I committed to? See, I believe like every 6 months, you and I need to kind of do what I call a inventory on commitment. It's like a commitment inventory. But every 6 months, you kind of look at your life, because there's so much competing for commitment. Got to inventory. Okay, what am I committed to? What am I being committed to? I get amused sometimes when people stop me and they'll say, or we've gone through different seasons as a church, just being in this facility, different things that we've committed to, reaching people, Servolution, things like that, making a difference. I get amused when someone will stop me, and I've had people stop me for, you know, Dino, you asked for a lot of commitment. I mean, being a kingdom builder, we've been given for several years, and we're going to keep moving for a while because this facility is not paid for. We're going to get it paid for as soon as we can. Guess what? It won't happen without commitment. That's a lot of commitment. You're asking for a lot of commitment. Be a part of a men's small group. That's a lot of commitment. Come out on a Sunday night. I was here Sunday morning. Got school tomorrow. That's a lot of commitment. Can I tell you something? Everything wants your commitment. You go to LSU football game, they require commitment. You don't get there and say, I didn't get a ticket. Y'all gonna let me in? Where's your commitment to buying a ticket? You get season tickets to LSU. Guess what? It requires a commitment. You're committed to the season ticket, and you've got to be committed to some crazy seat tax. That's commitment. And why would we look at the church or God's house and say, you're asking for too much commitment? Everything asks for too much commitment. I mean, I wrote a list down. Kids team sports. Cell phone company. They want your commitment. The gym. TV shows. They're looking for commitment. A lot of people are committed to their yard. Hours of commitment. I mean, neighborhood associations for free. You just commit time to them. Oh, we need you to do this. We need you to do that. Star Wars fan club. They want commitment. Music wants commitment. Your light bill, energy, wants a commitment from you. Your health insurance, it wants commitment. The IRS is looking for commitment. The theater wants commitment. The American dream requires commitment. All the causes, they want commitment. Being in a beauty pageant takes commitment. Running a marathon takes commitment. Being an Elvis impersonator takes commitment. All of this stuff. Your boat payment, your 401k, being a part of the National Cranberry Growers Association. It's all commitment. Come on. Don't look at the church and say you're asking for too much commitment. Everything asks for commitment. Can I have a good amen? So the question is not, am I committed to something? The question is, what am I committed to? Your true proof. And my true proof, our true proof of what we are committed to can be found in our time, our talent, our touch, and how our treasure is spent. It's the true commitment. Everything takes commitment, and everything is asking for commitment. Everything is. Last thought is this. We'll say it like the psalmist says it in Psalms 37. Verse 5, commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. That's how we want to live our life. We want to commit our life and our way and our family and our time, our talent, our treasure, our touch, our energy, our passion, our dream. We want to commit it to the Lord, and we want to stay fully trusting in him, and our God will bring it to pass. You know, for 17 years, you've been committed to being a healing place for a hurting world. Not just here. That's what I've loved about you as a church. Not just here. Not just at this location. But in all kinds of places. Right now, we have 10 different locations that we'll meet this weekend. One of those is online. You know, really, our first place that we ever reached out to as a church into this community was in the downtown neighborhoods. Just always, for 14 years, we've been mobile reaching downtown neighborhoods. Just areas of our community sometimes that are forgotten. We've been committed to that. I remember when we first started, we just would get a trailer and go downtown and work with Brother Ronnie, work with different families, go house to house. A couple of years ago, Neil and Darla Jackson, they offered kind of us a little foothold into our community on Roselawn. We've been able to, you know, for 2 years we were working there and kind of reaching into the community. Had a little outpost right there downtown, right across by the Baton Rouge General. It's a great opportunity. 2 years ago, we were kind of sitting around and we're ministering there and doing some neat things. And we were called to a meeting to meet with a church, Winborn Avenue Baptist Church, historical church in our city. I mean, it's so cool. We went down there and kind of talked about some different things. And as we were talking about, and they started talking about ministry opportunity and this 50, 60,000 square foot facility. And just said, hey, you know, we've got an idea about some partnerships. And we were wondering, why would a Winborn Avenue Baptist Church that was built in 1946 and historical, why would they partner with Healing Place Church? And they walked us over to a little thing that they put up, gosh, decades and decades ago, that is their commitment as a church. And we read the whole commitment. We got down to the very bottom. And it says this statement. I think we've got a picture of this. It says this statement. Moreover, we engage. This is their commitment. We moreover engage that when we are removed from this place, we will, as soon as possible, unite with some other church where we could carry out the spirit of this covenant and the principles of God's word. They made that commitment in their charter like 50 years ago. And here they are, just a handful of people trying to minister in the inner city, and it's not working for them, and it's a new season. And so they said, the reason why you're here is because we've got to fulfill that commitment. We got to step up into that commitment. So 2 years, we've been partnered up with Windborne Avenue Baptist Church, doing our best to make it a place to belong. It's a big commitment from you. You made a big commitment as a church. While we were building this, while we were doing this, we were pouring resources into the opportunity. Why? Because you have to be committed to being a place to belong for everybody. We committed our way to the Lord. We trusted in Him with that opportunity. And you know what? He has brought it to pass. Now, a couple weeks ago, I get a little yellow sheet of paper handed to me. WABC, Windborne Avenue Baptist Church, will transfer the deed of title of all real estate and buildings with the stipulation, a good Baptist can have a good amen, with Healing Place maintaining a church here at 4829 Windborne Avenue for a minimum of 10 years. Brother Eugene, chairman of the trustee board. That's our contract. I thought, what an incredible thing. Yesterday it was made front page of People of Faith because they're, as they put in their own word, they're passing the torch. Windborne Avenue Baptist Church to give building to Healing Place Church. I want to read you a little bit of this and we'll finish up. As an elderly white couple slowly exits the Windborne Avenue Baptist Church on a recent Sunday, young African-American men arrive. Sherman Holly, 90, and his wife Joyce, 84, paused to let the teens pass. But instead, Eric Wright and his twin brother Derek, 17, stopped to offer a good morning and a handshake. You tell me the gospel doesn't break down walls in a community. Then Eric Wright hugged Sherman Holly before he headed inside. The parking lot encounter offered a glimpse of what's happening at the large brick church building that stood on the corner of Windborne Avenue since 1947, when the neighborhood was predominantly white and middle class. For 3 decades, the church members filled the 1,000-seat sanctuary. But as the neighborhood complexly changed and the prosperity declined in recent decades, the congregation slowly dissipated. At one time, we had 1,500 members, said Sherman. Since Holly, a charter member. That means he was there in 1947 when they opened the doors. Says, but now there was 15 people that mostly attended today. Eric Wright and his friends were there for the second service, which was held by Healing Place Church Dream Center. The church has changed my life, Eric Wright said. And I like it because it's active and I'm getting involved with it. A few minutes later, nearly 200 people from more than half of them African-American, enthusiastically praised God during the energetic and emotional Healing Place service. Soon, possibly by the end of this month, the Baptists will donate the approximately $2 million facility to Healing Place, a move leaders of both groups say that they're excited about and believe is the right thing to do. You say we're passing the torch, said Eugene, chairman of the Windborne Avenue Deacon Board. Healing Place is reaching out to people in the surrounding neighborhoods for Christ, and they're doing it effectively. Just think about this. I want to just say this. None of it possible. None of it possible without the word commitment. Commitment, commitment, commitment. What's the future of reaching more Eric Potans? Commitment, commitment, commitment. To be a healing place for a hurting world, a place to belong for all of us. Commitment, commitment, commitment. All that Jesus Christ gave for you and I to have a fresh start and a new beginning. Why would we not want to give all the commitment, 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 commitment we could give to the cause of Jesus Christ? I've just decided as a pastor, I will never apologize for calling for high commitment as a church. This is a high commitment atmosphere. It's a high commitment environment. why would you want to go anywhere that calls for low commitment? Why would you want to be involved with anything with low commitment? Nothing will happen with non-commitment, low commitment, partial commitment. Only great things happen in lives that are willing to be fully committed to the cause of Jesus Christ. Nothing less, nothing more, but commitment. Can I have a good amen? All made possible because of the commitment of God Almighty through Jesus Christ to a people that were lost and dying. Sent his son to be fully committed to a cross, to a death, a life, and a resurrection so that you and I can have a fresh commitment, a new commitment, and guess what? A meaningful commitment. Amen.
Thank you for listening. For more information about Healing Place Church, go to healingplacechurch.org or give us a call at 225-753-2273.